This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Around 56% of Native American households own their homes, according to Harvard's Center on Housing Studies. That's 15 percentage points less than white households, a gap that doubles in states with high Native American populations. And a new report from the Government Accountability Office finds that federal oversight is not helping. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
Most tribal land isn't owned outright by individuals. It's held in trust by the federal government. Real estate transactions involving that trust land, so most that happen in Indian country, have to be approved by the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
This process was designed to protect the ownership interests of tribes and tribal citizens.
But Anna Maria Ortiz with the Government Accountability Office says it sometimes gets in the way of Native homeownership. When the BIA misses its own deadlines to approve mortgages or doesn't communicate with tribal leaders about the status of applications.
Those delays work to the disadvantage of the tribes and the homeowners.
Nancy Pindus looks at housing needs in Indian Country for the Urban Institute. In recent years, she says delays could have exposed Native homeowners to interest rates and construction costs that just keep rising. And
because it's a long and cumbersome process, it has discouraged many lenders from being active on tribal lands.
Adding another potential barrier to Native homeownership. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.